Welcome to Where to Ski. I'm your host, John Morgan. Today we're in France. Grab your skis and let's go skiing in Chamonix. My guest today grew up in France, now lives, works, teaches, and skis in Chamonix every day. Jean-Marcel Poupart lives in the Chamonix Valley with his family and two dogs. He grew up in the Parisian countryside, studied physics in the capital, and that brought him to Chamonix to test out the laws of physics and gravity. He's an established skiing instructor for 20 years at Chamonix. He specializes in off-piste guiding. Jean-Michel is a mountain leader member of the Compagnie de Guide de Chamonix, the oldest and largest guide association in the world, established back in 1821. Chamonix is in the French Alps just north of Mont Blanc and about an hour's drive south of Geneva. Between the peaks of the Aiguille Rouge and the Aiguille du Midi, borders Switzerland, Italy, and sits at the foot of Mont Blanc. It's one of the oldest ski resorts in France, popular with alpinists, mountain enthusiasts, skiers. Napoleon even visited this town. The cable car to the 3,800-meter Aiguille du Midi is the highest vertical ascent cable car in the world. It takes you to the hopping point for the famed Vallée Blanche. In addition to the skiing for us mere mortals, Chamonix hosts the world's elite. Town hosts a round of the FIS World Cup, Arbeg Kandahar. All this after hosting the first Winter Olympics back in 1924 and multiple world championships. The valley is comprised of four separate mountain areas: Les Grands Montées, Brabant, Le Domaine de Ban, and of course the Aiguille du Midi. These run along the valley from Le Tour down to Les Oches. Skiing here for the most part is not for beginners, but let's talk to Jean-Michel and find out all about skiing Chamonix. Jean-Michel, thank you for joining us today. I'm excited to talk about Chamonix. Chamonix is an older town concentrated into a narrow valley. My first feeling was being totally awed seeing Mont Blanc towering over the town and realizing the mountaineering and the skiing history there. Aside from the physics, what brought you to Chamonix in the first place and why do you stay?
Yes, but it's an amazing place. And when you arrive there the first time, you think first. I was thinking first, I might stay long there. And so I'm staying there for 25 years. I think the first reason is just the place. The mountains are huge, very different. They all have characters. And that's it.
The mountains are spectacular when you pull into that valley. It's amazing. Maybe you can give our listeners a little bit of an overview of just what you see when you come in the valley and what to expect when you get there. You know, the skiing's not all centered in Chamonix. It's spread out all over the place, all the way from like Argentière down to Les Hoches. And, you know, they all have different characteristics. The town is sort of focused on it, but the skiing itself is way up above.
Yes, you're right. Chamonix Valley, so there is a few village, a town, let's say that Chamonix is a little town, and you need to, most of the time, to take a first gondola and then to arrive above the tree line, and then you start skiing. At the entrance of the valley, first there is Les Oches. Les Oches, it's more woody area, a bit lower, a bit more family area. It can be a good refuge for the stormy day when there is a high risk of avalanche. We all finish at Les Oches. It's a kind of joker. And then after, if you enter more in the valley, first above Chamonix, you have Flégère-Brévent. Flégère-Brévent, amazing ski area on the sun, on the east facing sun. So in the morning, it's really sunny. And you are just watching the high mountains on the other side of the valley, Mont Blanc, Green Peak, etc., the very high mountains. Then if you go in the valley even forward, then you arrive in Argentière, where you will ski on the side of the high mountains. So on this side, you can ski higher. In Grand Monte, we could go to 3,300 meters. Suddenly, there was a fire that destroyed the highest lift. But if you come back in 3 years, it will be open again. And then we finish at the end of the valley in Le Tour. There is the border with Switzerland on this ski area. And it's more easy than the two other ski area. But let's say anywhere on each ski area, there is easy slope, difficult slope, all kind of level. And of course, which is famous, it's off-piste. Off-piste in Chamonix, you can practice everywhere. Of course, I'm sure you are, maybe we will speak about Aiguille du Midi later with the famous Vallée Blanche off-piste, but you can also practice off-piste everywhere in this different ski area.
That's a pretty good overview. That's a great, there are different characteristics for each of the different, almost every different town.
Yes, yes, yes. They're very different. I will say Commency is difficult to describe, really. But the mountains are very different. The Chamonix Valley is 20 kilometers long. So in a way, the relief change. And so that's good. Every day you change area. Every day it seems that you are somewhere else. You have different angle of those high mountains. It makes a particularity of Chamonix area. And you know, also we have many, about geology, we have three kind of rocks here. We have all kind of rocks that exist on Earth. You have sediment, you have granitic, and you have also metamorphosed rocks. So it's all mixed in this region. So if you are watching panoramically, the mountain doesn't look the same. It's really particular. It's really particular. I didn't travel in outside Europe so much, but in Europe, it's one of the best places, I will say, in Alps for this.
So that must make it really interesting in the summer for climbing too.
And of course, in summer for granite for climbing, in granite the granite is very pure. It's very pure. The crack, I say in English, the crack. Are very, very interesting. People can put their device in the cracks and climb. It's not big wall like in the States, but
I'm sure it's still challenging, more challenging than I want to tackle.
And also so, there is hiking. In summer, you have all these high mountains to climb, but also all these high mountains where you can hike. You can hike one day, you can hike a few days in a row. There is mountain hut in the mountains. You can sleep. You can have the dinner or the breakfast, and you can sleep there. And next day, you go ahead. There is a famous tour. We are speaking about Mont Blanc. There is a Mont Blanc tour. You go around the range of mountains in 10 days. If you are not cheating with transfer or in van, or you can do 5-6 days in three countries. I think one of the particularities of the area also is that we are on three countries. There is Italy and Switzerland very close. So there is a three culture. If there is three culture, you have three type of wine. You have many type of cheese, you know. So no,
I've heard of that 10-day trip around. It's supposed to be spectacular in the summer.
It is. And again, I will tell you that every day is different. I tell my client, because like you ask me, people want to know before they come. And so you say, you will see, we will speak again in 10 days. I tell you that you will feel like every day will be different. And it's the case, they agree at the end, they say, yeah, wow, it's something. This is why I did this tour, I imagine, almost 100 times. I'm doing this for 25 years. You know, if I do it four times a year, it's 100. I'm not getting bored because of this, because it's different every day. Of course, the weather forecast is different. My clients are different, but also there is a strong variety.
That changes every day and probably changes every year. So let's go back to skiing. You know, no discussion of Chamonix is complete without talking about the Aiguille du Midi and Vallée Blanche. That's probably one of the most iconic pieces in the world. What makes it so special?
First, it's not a piste, it's an off-piste. It's an off-piste.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
It's an off-piste, and there is no market piste on the side. Huh? It's one valley. And there is four main routes, in fact, which makes it particular. It's the surrounding mountain. You start at 3,800 meters. Sorry for American, it will be 12,000 feet, something like this. You will make the correction. So 12,000 feet, you have the Mont Blanc, 15,000 feet around, and you are going down this valley with mountains like this, very high mountain, steep mountain on the side, and huge, huge glacier. When you are starting at the top, the glacier, there is a first plateau, there is more than 400 meters deep of ice. And so imagine, so before this plateau, you start on a ridge, on a sharp ridge. On one side, you have Chamonix to 1,500 meters vertical down on the left, which is very impressive. And so just because of this, you will remember it. You won't forget the beginning. And then you will start skiing, of course, so with a high mountain guide. And you will feel secure, you will feel insecurity, you will follow the guide. And as I said, there is four main routes. There is a route for intermediate, let's say plus, because you will meet maybe all kind of snow. So when you are intermediate in certain snow, you feel like being a beginner. So better be intermediate plus to be able to still enjoying your trip, we can say a trip in this long valley. So there is four main routes. There is two other main routes with maybe a bit steeper, a bit in the middle of the cracks, crevasse, let's say in French, you know, big holes like this. So there is certain routes a bit more demanding technically. And so you need to be able to stop quickly, to turn quickly, to just go where the guide is going. So it's more for advanced skier. And there is one route with a much steeper route for experts. So there is for everybody. It's about, we used to say it's 16 kilometers long from the top to Chamonix. To Chamonix, it's a bit rare that there is a condition to reach Chamonix. So most of the time, you are ending at a place called Mer de Glace, where there is a cog train to bring you back. First, you take a little gondola. You know the glacier with the global warming, shrinking. So you go up to meet the train. You have a gondola now. In summer, you have stairs plus a gondola. Now you have a gondola, and it's really brand new this year. They opened a new one.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Does that help? I know that getting out of there, you used to have to go up a lot of stairs, like 500 stairs.
500, 700 maybe.
Yeah, every year it's more.
It was 50 stairs more per year. No, actually, they just opened a new one. Now, if you get this option to not go skiing to Chamonix because there is a lack of snow, you won't have to go upstairs now. But next year there will be 30 stairs. In 2 years there will be 50. In 10 years there will be.
What's okay. It like going off the ridge up there at the top? You have to put a lot of times. You have to put on crampons and walk down the ridge to be able to drop in to any of the four routes.
Well,
I assume that's not the usual, you know, you wearing crampons and then hauling your skis down the ridge. But once you get there, you put your skis on and you just drop in and work with your guide.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's an experience to get all these gears. Equipment. First of all, at the bottom, in Chamonix, the guide will give you a harness. You need to wear an harness on a glacier. It's not because you will climb, but if it happens that you finish in a hole, which is very, 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 very rare. But if it happens, it's a possibility that it happens. So for the rescue people to get you, it's much more easy. Then you will have, and when you arrive at the top, there is tunnel in the rocks. There is terrace outside, but there is tunnel in the rock. And in one of the tunnel, arrive on the snow on this special ridge. And there is also an ice cave just before you are leaving this place. So it's very, very amazing place with blue ice. Then the guide will put you on rope all together. And he will give you a crampons to put on your foot. And then you go outside and you go hiking on this ridge. Most of the time, on the ridge, there is also an extra rope. And there is also, how do you call this in English, like sticks in the snow with a rope. And you can hold it. In fact, there is two routes, one without, one with. So if the guide, if you are five, six with the guide, maybe he takes the routes with the rope. If not, he's holding you with the rope and you go more straight to the place to put on your skis. But it lasts 20 minutes, I would say. Huh? It's quite impressive. But it's all in security. It's all in security. No worry. I would say Aiguilles du Midi, you can also go just for the view. Most of the people are going there for the view, even in winter. Of course, in summer, there is much less people leaving this area to go in the high mountains because it's really mountaineering and you need to be skilled. But also in winter, people just go for the view. It was.
So that's an all-day trip too, isn't it? That's like 2 or 3 hours minimum of going up
You're
and
right.
getting that.
In real skiing, let's say it's 2 hours, 2 hours to, but you have a lot of stop, just watch where you are, speaking with the guide where you are, you make photos, you eat something. You can also have a break halfway down. There is a mountain hut halfway down. Usually people are sleeping there in summer to go climbing, but in winter it's open for the skier on the way down, so you can have a little something to eat, something warm, most of the time based on cheese, something a bit heavy, give you energy, potatoes, cheese, bread, bacon.
So, what about a day? What's the right time to ski that? As you know, you must have to have pretty good weather to be able to ski that. You need the visibility, you need the depth perception.
Of course, right. Of course, it's the first thing is to have the visibility. It can happen that the guide can't say if he just a few clouds. So the guides, they know well the area, but sometimes also they say, okay, let's go, but they can't say at the top. There is too much risk. And also to answer the best period, the best period. 2 years ago, we were doing just this from February, but now if the conditions are good, it could be in December. As long as the glacier is a bit, the holes of the glacier, the crevasse are a bit filled by the snow, that there is bridge. And you can do it till end of April, so it's a
Really?
kind of spring ski, also.
Cool. That I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Aside from the Vallée Blanche, you were talking about Argentière and the skiing up there, and there's some really good skiing. How's that ski? And that faces more toward the west, so you get like afternoon sun.
Exactly. After the sun, December, almost no sun, and it's just it's just half an hour, and then now it's getting more and more, and it's west northwest. So most of the slopes are between 2,000 and 2,700. So it's keeping very good snow, a bit cold. Late March, beginning of April, you still have good snow there. You still have good snow. This is why I come back on the choice where you ski every day. Me with my client, it depending of the of this. Okay, we are in spring, there will be sun this morning on this side of the valley, so let's go there. The snow will get very good to ski around 11, and it's still cold, so we can maybe spend the day there. If not, we will change the area, going somewhere else in Argentière for this snow. At the end of the valley, you have Le Tour, or it's in the shade on one side in the mornings, and it's in the sun on one side in the morning, then it's in the sun in the afternoon. So when it's slushy on one side, it's better on the other side, etc. So it's really part of my job to choose the right place or to be at the right area at the
How do
right
you
time.
get up the road on there? Are there buses periodically? Transportation is usually pretty good around there, but around ski areas. Do they have buses that go up, or is it skiable to get up there? I don't think so. You have
No,
to.
so four ski area are not connected, so you can take bus. And now the network is getting better and better and better. But with global warming, we think that we should be an example, because the first impact is on the snow, and one of the impact is the snow. It's in mountains, so the valley, the town halls, they make this getting better and better. And to push people to get the bus, the parking are shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and they are more expensive, expensive, expensive. Yeah. So this is the reality. But in a way, so don't be scared to spend your day on the bus. Usually you choose, we go on one ski area, and then we spend the full day on this ski area. There is enough for the day. But sometimes, anyway, with my client, or if you are four or five people, we get the car. We can also anyway still drive in the valley.
So Les Hauts is where I've skied the most in Chamonix myself, and it's not so high. It's further down. There are trees so that you get depth perception in bad weather, like you were talking about earlier. And the runs aren't incredibly steep. It's more geared toward intermediates. They also hold the World Cup races there, correct?
Yes, correct. It was 2 weeks ago. There was slalom men World Cup. There was also downhill, but it was canceled at the last moment because it was too warm. During 1 week, it was too warm, and the snow won't be good for this level of skiing. Racer like this, if the snow is not like ice, it's not good. It's not fair for the other one behind. They will ski on rail. So now they cancel. But our nice World Cup, Kandahar, the name of this World Cup. And for many years, we didn't have a good skier, a French good skier. And there was a favorite with French, but they cancel.
You've got a couple of good French skiers now in all the disciplines. What's the best place for intermediates, say on Les Hauts, to ski? If you were to take a client there, where would you take them if they were good skiers but intermediates?
But in Les Ouches, I would. What's nice when you arrive at the top, at the very top, you take a gondola from the bottom, you arrive at the very top. It's not difficult. It's a kind of plateau. It's not totally flat, but it's a kind of plateau. So there is many blue slope. So you go first at the top. You are not starting with a small lift at the bottom, then the second lift. No, you go at the top first. And also at the top, there is a beginner area with a moving carpet, a small chairlift. It's rare that you have chairlift for beginner. A very small chairlift is perfect place, really perfect place to start and for intermediate skier. And then getting down, so of course for more expert people, you can come, but there is better in the valley for them. And anyway, the landscape are amazing. The mountains are amazing. So even if you spend, even if you spend 1 day on an easy ski area, you are still enjoying the place, because it's new views, it's new panorama. Maybe you won't come back because you will prefer steeper slopes somewhere else, but you are happy anyway to spend 1 day in all of this ski area.
So your favorite time to ski Chamonix, if I remember right, is more toward the spring because you get more sun. It's just more fun. The snow is usually better.
You say in spring?
Yes. Is
Oh
that
yeah.
right? Or do you like it in December,
Ah, ouais,
January?
yes, spring, if you just ouais. Spring, the snow sometimes is very slushy and it's very wet in the afternoon after 3 o'clock. It's difficult, except in Argentière. Except in Argentière, it's rare that it's like this. So let's say late in season, we ski more in Argentière. You know, Argentière is closing the 1st of May. So it's quite late. Huh? In Europe, it's late. Most of the ski resorts, they close beginning of April, mid-April. And well, it's good for terre, the sun, the ski bar. But I will say for the best snow, it's still January and February. And
Okay.
I would say March. March, you have a lot of off-piste skier, because in off-piste you learn to enjoy all kind of snow. Sometimes it's paradise because you are lucky, there is fresh snow, etc. But anyway, most of the time it's very enjoyable too. When the snow starts on the surface to getting to be smooth on the spring of on the spring snow, it's very enjoyable too. So in March, people come also for off-piste. If it's snowing, they have a winter cold snow. If not, they have this kind of spring snow, and they know to be at the right place at the right moment. Most of the time, also, they get professional. There is, you know, in Chamonix, we didn't mention it, but you have there was this story, the first guide company was created there. So you have hundreds of high mountain guide, you have hundreds of ski instructor. So many, many, many people go off piste with a professional. I know that it's more easy than in the America off piste. I understand in your place, some place are forbidden, or it's not more here. It's more you have a guide to make the security. You can go everywhere and you will find the good snow. The good
It is easier there to go off piste. It's much easier in a lot of places.
That is,
It's getting better here, but it's again the guide is the key part. And it's about learning the right places to go and not getting into trouble. So Chamonix is unique because it's in France. It's a fun town. It's got some amazing history to it, but it's got great restaurants. It's got great shopping. It's turned into quite a cosmopolitan town. Even sometimes it's crowded because it's so close to Geneva. Tell us a little bit about town, what your favorite parts of the town of Chamonix are.
Chamonix, ouais, Chamonix, the main center, the center, it's very historic. You know, all things started more than 200 years ago, so you still have the architecture of the 19th century. So, yeah, very nice. You still have a few bar, old bar, restaurant.
What's your
And
favorite
again,
restaurant?
the mountain makes the show, because then you lift the head and you see all that, so you are on a terrace. No,
What's your favorite restaurant in town?
I don't know if I'm right to answer this. No, I would say I have one which is called Atmosphere. Atmosphere, it's on the side of the river. It's on the side of the river. You will find, so of course, very good food. It can be French, it can be also from all over the world. And the service is very nice. Problem of touristic area, sometimes it's difficult to find staff, so the service is not so good. Sometimes you pay expensive, you don't have the good service. You pay a bit expensive, the food is quite good, but okay, compared to what you pay. But in atmosphere, it's maybe a 10 or 15 euro above the average price, but it worth it really. And then after you can eat well in most of the restaurant, but if I will answer one anyway. And there is also after a hidden one in the forest, in the wood in Argentière, which is called La Crèmerie du Glacier. This is very nice. You can find it also when you are skiing in Argentière, but you need a guide. Again, you need to cross the forest. You need, and you have this one. Or this one is based on cheese. It's a bit like the old Asian food. In the old days, people were keeping the milk like this, in cheese like that. And then during winter, they were eating all this, and with potatoes, etc. So it's more, it's this kind of food, but not expensive at all, and very good, very good.
I assume they've got good wine too.
Good wine, and good wine too. Yeah, but of course, so there is nice restaurant. Also, you have all the French wine. You have also the, we are close to Italy. Italy is amazing country also for wine. So there was good wine, and also Savoie. Is the region, the big region where Chamonix belong to. There is also vineyard, and this wine was not so good 20, 30 years ago, but now very, very good. You should taste also cellars that is famous in white wine, Chenin Bergeron or Mondeuse in red wine.
Sounds like you could give a wine tour too.
Yes. Switzerland close to Chamonix, so we were mentioning the Mont Blanc tour. In summer, we are hiking on the Switzerland part when we are watching a valley, which is a vineyard, a huge vineyard, as big as Burgundy in France. And I plan to make a hike Chamonix from Zermatt by the vineyard. So no, we're lucky. It's very interesting. Also, so Switzerland and Italy, Val d'Aoste, very, very good area. For wine, for cheese, for food, Italian on the slope, on the ski area. We could mention now also a ski area in Italy just to cross the tunnel, Mont Blanc tunnel from Chamonix, that's 3 kilometers only. Then you arrive in Courmayeur. Courmayeur, it's a ski resort. There is a ski pass where one of the two ski pass of Chamonix allow you to go skiing there. So you With the same ski pass, you cross the tunnel and you ski in Courmayeur. Courmayeur, you have all the restaurants on the slope are amazing because pizza, pastas, I know to do this. And
Well, it's
very
Italy. They take their
easy for us
food
to go
very seriously.
skiing. Sorry?
It's Italy. They take their food very seriously.
Yes.
And
Good. So
Courmayeur is very good ski.
if you come to Chamonix for 1 week, you have to go skiing one day to Courmayeur. And they still speak French. Or you don't mind, you speak English, but they still speak French because a long time ago, a few hundred years ago, it was before Italy get birth, it was a country called Savoie, and it was the same language. So on the Chamonix side of the Mont Blanc than on Monte Bianco side in Italy, they were speaking French. So
That,
there is.
yeah, that doesn't surprise me. You've got the Sud Tirol, the other parts of Italy, so that makes sense. The Savoie was all part of France at that point. So, Apres in Chamonix, I've heard Chambre-Neuf is a great place to start. Is that be good?
Yeah, Chambre-Neuf, yeah. A
Is it
good place to
crowded?
stop for a drink. Where there is Chambre-Neuf, there is facing Chambre-Neuf two other bars. Le me like a cow, me, Swedish bar, me, and there is I don't remember. It make a triangle, and it's if you want to go for a drink almost every day, there is a band before dinner. Part of Chamonix, as the area, you have two or three area where there is mood during the night. So at Chambre-Neuf area, close to the train station, then there is another area. The street is called La Rue des Moulins. La Rue des Moulins, there is a famous restaurant, but also famous bar. And the bar, now they after 10, 11, they became a bit like a discotheque, like a dancing area. So
Uh-oh, dance all night and miss that. You can't miss the next day skiing, though. So, you spend a lot of time with guests skiing, and you have a lot of impact on those guests that you do take skiing. your clients. What do you try and teach them about your philosophy of skiing and how you, what do you tell your guests about how you love the skiing and
Which my philosophy of skiing is to teach you technique that works, which means not pretentious. Of course, every instructor are teaching techniques that work, but I will say techniques that make you save energy. I mean, there is no point to teach something very special angle with the skis on to be on the edge if you need a lot too much energy. So it's really based on this. And what's working, what doesn't work in off-piste, for example. I had a 5 years, during 5 years, I was doing only off-piste with the, during the full season. And I was changing client each 5 days. And so I had so many people behind me that I will say, okay, do this, you will really feel something different. That, yes, I agree, you're right, maybe it can help you, but I don't think it will change your life really, and I'm not sure you will be less tired tonight if you do this. But do this, I'm sure you will be less tired, or you will do much more skiing before getting tired, so you will ski more, etc. So I will say, well, if I teach something, there must be, I think, a result to feel that, okay, it's more enjoyable. It's more enjoyable, whatever the level. We don't mind how we, of course, you won't look like a very good skier if it's just you, 2 years you are skiing. But I will teach you to, most of the people, I will say most of the time, people are wasting energy to go zigzagging, to turn sharply. You should go around, etc. So the trajectory is the first word I will say. Trajectory is the right word in English, and you know the shape of the term. And to speak a bit less technique, of course, just enjoy to slide. You know, sliding, it's a kid thing. It's not serious, it's not adult. So I just tell people that try to remember the kids, speak to the kids you are and go sliding. Don't think you it's dangerous. Don't think I'm there, so don't worry, I won't ask you to go crazy there and take risk. So trust me and just enjoy this. This is why, John, we are still crazy of this sport. It's because it's not serious.
Well, it's poignant though. It's poignant. You want people to enjoy themselves and be able to enjoy the mountains. And that all goes back to your physics background and being efficient about it. Yeah. Your own favorite day skiing with no guests. Where would you go? What do you do? And what would be your favorite day?
It's difficult to answer because I like to go. I like to go by myself, but I have to bring a friend. I have a daughter, of course. If I have a free day, I go with her. I would say, I will say maybe more off-piste, but I have a lot of clients off-piste. I will go maybe more off-piste. I will take time to maybe to, yeah, to have a beer on the terrace, to do a bit of ski bar, but to not start at 8 o'clock and finish at 5. And also, I will, if it's snowy, if there is good condition powder, I will wake up very early. I will be the first at the ski lift. Sometimes my clients are a bit lazy. Well, I understand they are in holidays, they are tired, they work a lot in the year. So they don't start very early. We don't open the slope. But me, if there is good condition, I will wake up early.
That sounds perfect. Those are the best runs of the day. Well, how can our listeners find you?
Send me. I have a website. Website. Maybe you will put the name of the white cap is Ski Chamonix tire tire. I don't know this. Ski Chamonix Megève.com. Or Megève is the name of it's another ski area very close to Chamonix. I mean, I'm living at the entrance of the valley, so it's it's not so far. I'm as close to Megève that from the end of Chamonix Valley. I know Chamonix Valley 20 kilometers ago. So I used to teach in Megève. I'm teaching more and guiding more in Chamonix. And also sometimes we are going for Mayer, sometimes we are going in Switzerland. We can go. So mostly you can find me on this website. And if you write my name, I think on the internet there is I advertise on a kind of office du tourisme website. It's not really office tourism of Chamonix, but it's a kind of office tourism on the web.
Okay.
You can find my details and you will have more detail of me. But I think if you didn't stop to listen to this to this interview, you will know more.
I will put the URL for your website in the notes for the podcast too, so that people can get to it, and a link.
And
So,
Fabien, and
Jacques.
I told you I want to add about going to ski all over the world because I'm looking forward to have guests coming from you I'm thanking you already. But I say, yeah, visit if you visit France, if you visit Germany, spend a few weeks in Europe. I mean to limit your impact carbon just. Not don't limit it just for Chamonix. Go visit many places, many profit really. You cross Atlantic to see many places instead of doing sweet trips in different places because the snow conditions are changing, and we
Yeah.
should take care of this to make this changing as slowly as it could be.
Well,
I know we don't have
Chamonix.
the solution, but we can limit it a bit this.
Yes, well, we can and we have to. But
We have to.
Chamonix is special. And Jean-Michel, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about the area. You might find Jean-Michel on any of the terraces after skiing, just trying to relax. Or you also can find him on his website. And I think, anyone that skis with him would have a ball skiing. All right, you might see him throwing it off the top of the Aiguille du Midi one day on a nice day in the spring, too. If
Thank
you
you,
like,
John.
you're
Thank
very welcome.
you.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
everybody, to listen to this. And hope
If you
you meet me on the terrace with John, on the beer. I'm
I
looking
could
forward to see you. Real.
I'm coming to visit.
You're
If
coming to
you
visit, John. And I will
like our podcast,
bring.
oh, yes, you will bring what?
I will bring you somewhere
Perfect.
on hidden place.
Perfect. If you like our podcasts, please share them and listen to perspectives on other areas like St. Anton, Palisades, Taos, Jackson, the Dolomites, and many others. Thanks for joining, and thank you to the Grits Band for the music.